Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Party has started. Lights, bells, whistles. Producers yelling at me. It's too early for that. It is the Indiana Outdoor Show. I am your host, Brian Pointer. So great to be with you this beautiful spring. What a week we have had. This couldn't have been a better week. A lot of folks taking to turkey season this last Wednesday, opening day, always on a Wednesday. I've seen more morel mushroom pictures that just really just pissed me off. Haven't been out. It's my own fault, but this is a record year, and we are having so much fun this spring. Speaking of having fun this spring, there's a lot of folks out there seeking offices. If you haven't heard, there's an election coming up, I believe, on May 7th. It's a primary, and we've got the governor race in full swing, along with a lot of other local, very important offices. But when someone asks me and calls up and says, hey, we have some things we want to make sure people know, and I'm always happy for that. So we had one of those calls, and Brad Chambers is a candidate for governor. And he said, listen, I believe in this. I'm a diehard. I am a member of different organizations, and I grew up with this heritage. And I want people to understand, because you can't get this out in a soundbite. You can't get this out in a postcard and all the other stuff that we're so used to. But we're going to have an extended conversation today with Brad Chambers, candidate for governor. And as we all probably have learned, a businessman, very successful, Hoosier, born and raised. And he is going to talk to us today about what the Department of Natural Resources might look like, as well as some of his philosophies on issues like the North American Conservation Model or the Second Amendment, things that don't necessarily always get to the above the fold or on the postcards at this time of the year. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's have a conversation with Brad Chambers. He's on hold. He is on Indiana Outdoors. I am your host, Brian Pointer, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, driven to savelives.org. Back right after this. It is the Indiana Outdoor Show. Of course, you know that. I am your host, Brian Pointer. So great to be with you each and every week. Please do thank those stations that carry us all over the beautiful 92 counties of Indiana, hopefully somewhere near you. If not, thank the stations that carry it. And as always, we're brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, driven to save lives. That is the number two. .org. Sign up to be an organ and tissue donor when you buy your hunting and fishing license. Couldn't be any easier. So thrilled today, and I've been looking forward to this for some time. If you haven't heard, there is an election, I think, coming up here this year, and the primary in Indiana, lots and lots of mail, lots and lots of attention. And I'm always thrilled and humbled when somebody reaches out to me and says, you know what? I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the outdoors. I'd like to talk to you about the Hoosier history of our Department of Natural Resources. And in this case, we have a governor's candidate who has asked to do that. And I've had an opportunity to meet him a couple of times and was thrilled when he said, hey, I have some thoughts. I have some things I'd like to discuss. And I said, well, let's do it. So we're going to have a great time talking today to our well, we'll just not be presumptive. One of the candidates for governor here in the state of Indiana, and I introduce you to Brad Chambers. Brad, it's great to have you be a part of Indiana Outdoors, and I know that you have a long history of your family here in Indiana, loving and participating, and as I like to say, being a consumer of the outdoors. But you got a little different priority right now that's taken a little bit of time away from maybe some turkey hunting or the morel mushrooms that are popping all over the state of Indiana right now, and then this darn campaign gets in the way. So thanks so much for giving us some of your time. I know it's at a premium as we get closer to this primary in the state of Indiana. Brad Chambers, everybody.
Hey, Brian. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm enjoying a beautiful blue sky and spring popping out today. Hard on the trail here. I'm the only candidate for governor that's never done this before. I'm first time on the ballot, but I'm passionate about Indiana and Indiana's potential, including especially quality and our outdoors is so important to that. So this is a priority conversation for me, not run for it. I mean, I what you do and the mess you distribute and listening here, quality of life, how we live and experience this great state of, and that's, I'm passionate about. That's why I'm running for governor. Left my private business to do this, and a journey, but I believe we have a really bright future, but you got to go get there. So here we go.
Well, you kind of stole my thunder, but the introduction is always important, because as with all elections, getting to know a candidate is as important as perhaps what they're talking about or you see on TV or you see in these what seems to be endless phone calls and postcards. And it can get kind of, you kind of forget the message, but then there you realize there's great leaders like you who have established a profession here in Indiana, Hoosier raised, Hoosier success story, a business mentality. And then all of a sudden, as you said, you haven't done this before, but now you're in it. So where was it in your journey? And I know you spent some time with our current governor as a very, very successful commerce secretary here in Indiana. When did you realize, you know what, I think I can do better? I think this is my calling.
Yeah, listen, I said nothing. Our family landed in Boone County. My grandfather was a farmer. We come from a stock of folks that work hard, and I did that starting a business when I was 20 years old and been running that business for 40 years, and I'm grateful. I'm just grateful for Indiana's role and my ability to create a business and hire a bunch of people over 40 years to grow Indiana's economy as a business guy. And when Governor Holcomb asked me to step away from my business 2 years ago in summer 21 to grow Indiana's economy as its Secretary of Commerce, that was a big job. I mean, that was a big decision. It took faith and courage for my wife and I to get to yes on that. But when we got in there, I ran it like a business, believed in the people of Indiana, believed in the product of Indiana and the potential of Indiana, and proceeded to break every economic development record in state history, bringing in billions and billions of dollars all over the state, from St. Joe County to Howard County to Allen County to Vigo County and all parts in between. And in that 2 year experience of service, and oh, by the way, Brian, I did that for $1 a year because it's a service job. This is the way our founding fathers wanted government and democracy to work, is people build a life, build a business and build a career, and then they serve. And so that was a service job for me. But I got in there and, it responded. We were able to just achieve such incredible growth, and it really touched every county in the state, and I believe there's more to do. I believe 2 years wasn't enough, and so again, with faith and courage, Carol and I, my wife of 30 years, jumped into this race late as business people, as people who aren't career politicians, and so it's daunting, but it's exciting, and I believe in this potential of this state. But we gotta get outside our comfort zones in life, to help others, and that's the way I view this campaign.
Well, getting outside your comfort zone is something that you've turned into an extraordinary profession, because it does take courage. And as you mentioned, you and your wife and your family comes to this decision after a 2 year very successful stint as the Secretary of Commerce here in Indiana, and you saw corner to corner the effect of economic development, and dating back three administrations at least in Indiana. We've been doing this show since 1999, and when Mitch Daniels was elected, he basically had a philosophy, and I've heard you in some of your advertisements talk about, if you like Mitch Daniels, you'll love me. And he That's gave right. me an opportunity and appointed me to the Natural Resources Commission. And I kind of was at the front row seat when he said, you know, outdoors, conservation, hunting, fishing, outdoor recreation, camping, hiking, trails, you name it, fishing, boating, that is all good for economic development. So that's a message that right. I know you've adopted. And we've carried that through the Pence administration and now with the administration where you had the privilege to serve with our current governor. They've all right. made the outdoors an economic priority for economic development throughout the state, whether it's connecting communities with trails or it's opening access to lakes and streams, or like Mitch Daniels, when he came out, he said, I want a state park within a 1 hour drive of every Hoosier. And guess what? We've got it. Yeah. So that's a hard right. legacy to follow.
It sure is. And aren't we lucky to have that legacy of Mitch Daniels? And I am that mold. I am a business guy who is, you know, who wants to serve and bringing a business mentality, run the state like a business, grow our economy, put more money in people's pockets, get government out of the way, shrink government, and then seriously fix our problems. I'm a serious candidate with a serious background, and I'm doing this for serious reasons. I think we can grow our economy and help Hoosiers and lift them up economically, but at the same time, fix our challenges and invest in the resources that are so important to our current quality of life and the quality of life of our kids and our grandkids. And there's nothing more important in my administration. I'm going to prioritize water resources. The career politicians haven't done that. And so that's a focus for me, our rivers, our lakes, and then our underground water resources. We need to prioritize that. We need to inventory it. We need to make sure it's being cared for. I've just had a blessing that, you know, I was a kid in diapers growing up and spending a lot of time in Syracuse, Indiana, on Lake Wawasee. I mean, how lucky am I? But that is such a that's been such an important part of my life, you know, whether it's fishing or duck hunting or just enjoying the water resource. That is a quality of life asset, and it's not, you know, we need to treat it like an asset and protect it like an asset all across the state, rivers, lakes, underground water resources, you know, and you're right, you know, Mitch Daniels, Mike Pence, and Eric Holcomb have prioritized green spaces and trails and parks. You know, we're building new facilities within parks right now. And so, but it's fundamental to Hoosier quality of life. We all work hard. We raise our families, but we need that outdoor space for good quality of life. And so we need to continue to enhance that and focus on it for sure.
Brad Chambers is our guest, as you probably are aware, a candidate for governor and a very credible candidate and is seeking the state's highest office. And, you know, as I speak with you, I've heard and feel your passion about the outdoors. But these topics of Department of Natural Resources, nature, let's just leave it that way. People don't realize there's 20 plus different divisions within our right. Department of Natural Resources. The thing that I'm always interested in is it never gets talked about at debates. It's never going to be headlines right. on a postcard, but right. there's not one Hoosier that is unaffected by what our Department of Natural Resources does. If you've been to a state park, certainly. If you've bought a hunting yep. and fishing license, certainly. But what about the entomology and invasive species and archaeology and land acquisition and reclamation and all those things? It's a second, third largest government agency, and it never makes the fold, which is a good thing because it's been so well administered. But as a businessman, how do you see running these massive departments like the Department of Natural Resources that have their own individual challenges? That becomes a steward position as the governor. Of what's your philosophy? How are you going to make sure the Department of Natural Resources stays out of the news and keeps affecting Hoosiers in positive ways?
Yeah, great question. You know, I have been on this journey humbled by my over 350 stops all over the state from north, south, east, and west, and listening to Hoosiers. And I think it's fundamental to leadership, to being a good leader, is to be a good listener. Listening to Hoosiers, you know, hopes, dreams, and concerns. And I've done that. You know, I'm in a campaign. I'm the one guy that's not run for office before. I've never been on a ballot before. I'm I'm competing against career politicians that, you know, that have a pretty good mastery of political speak, but they're not serious CEO leaders, and I think we need to do that. We need to have it's time again. Like 20 years ago was when Mitch Daniels entered entered the governor's office. So I think it's time for serious leadership back in the governor's office, and I offer that opportunity. But so. And as it relates to that serious leadership, it starts with A, listening, but B, it starts with building a qualified team that has unified goals on what we want to achieve with our outdoor space, with our DNR, with all of the various departments. And that is making sure that we preserve and enhance this space for generations. It works for Hoosiers. It improves Hoosiers' quality of life. It's making sure that government works for the customers. As a business guy, I know I've known how my business has been doing because I listen to my customers. And voters and taxpayers are the customers of the state of Indiana's government infrastructure. So we need to make sure we're listening to the customers and conducting ourselves and state affairs accordingly. So I think that's a differentiator I think I would bring as a career business guy, 40 years in business, starting a company from nothing, and how to run the thing like a business, but at the same time deliver services for the customer of the state, and that is the folks that use our green spaces.
I couldn't agree with you more. We're visiting with Brad Chambers and a candidate for governor of the highest office here in the state of Indiana. You talk about water and your history of passion about water, but boy, there couldn't be any more above the fold news in the last two legislative sessions than about wetlands and preserving it. I know you're a Ducks Unlimited member. I know you're an avid water sports lover. You love the quality that comes from having clean water and all that other stuff. We can leave that alone. But
right.
As water has become an issue with so many places around the state, what have you heard? What are people telling you? I know you've been to a few of these events, and people just coming to your ear about these wetlands, this water issue, the development and the conflict between development and resources. It's a difficult thing to manage.
It is a difficult thing to manage, and you know it's not made any easier by our federal government, who believes that they want to get into local issues, and so we need to keep the feds out in a number of issues. You know, don't get me started on the EPA or the Corps of Engineers and their intrusions into state activities. You know, I'm hearing it from farmers as much as anything. You know, there's no one that knows how to run and care for land better than our farmers, right? They've been doing it for generations. And, you know, we've got this proud heritage of growing things in Indiana. We have this proud heritage of making things in Indiana. And so I trust Hoosiers, and I trust local oversight versus federal oversight more than I do anything else.
Well, that's a great way to take a pause right here. Can you stay with us? I know you've been generous with your time, but let's come back and have some more conversation about this and others. We're visiting with Brad Chambers. He is a candidate for our governor here in the state of Indiana. Pay close attention. We're going to have a little fun. It is the Indiana Outdoor Show. I am your host, Brian Pointer. We're going to be back right after this. So great to visit with you. It is the Indiana Outdoor Show. What a beautiful spring we have had. So many things happening. Thousands of hunters are in the turkey woods. Thousands are out there searching for morel mushrooms. The morel maniacs have been a bumper crop this year, and we're so excited for that. I love the pictures. And thanks to all who are giving us some of your time today on Indiana Outdoors, of course. We're brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, driven to savelives.org. If I sound a little pep in my step this morning. It's great to visit with a governor candidate whenever someone calls and says, hey, we'd like to talk to you about some of the things that are important to us in the outdoors. Always an open phone here. Brad Chambers made that call, and his staff has made it a priority. I've been with you at a couple of things. I've seen you at Ducks Unlimited events. I've seen you at other outdoor things. I saw you at the Boat Sport and Travel Show. You really have a passion for this, and I have to think it comes from economic development back background? Because you know that if it's good for Indiana, not only the people of Indiana, it's going to be good for economic development and quality of life. That's a philosophy. Where did that come from? Where did you learn that?
Well, I mean, I think it comes, as a business guy, and, it starts with, I've hired and employed hundreds and hundreds of Hoosiers over 40 years, and, sometimes I'm trying to recruit them to Indiana, and to Indiana from other states. And so, it's important that we be able to pitch, our state to employees or people who want to move here, and it's pretty easy to do that because of our outdoor infrastructure that continues to get better and better and needs to continue to get better and better. And then I served as Commerce Secretary for $1 a year. It was a service job for me the last couple of years, and I'm bringing in, we brought in $50 to $70 billion with the new high wage jobs all over the state, from St. Joe County to Vigo County, in all parts in between. And when you're talking to those big companies, the CEOs, they want to know about, Indiana's quality of life too. And so there's a direct line, not even a wiggly line, between economic development, economic growth, and the quality of our outdoor spaces, the conservation policies that preserve and enhance our outdoor spaces, the ability to go hunt and shoot. It's not even a fuzzy line. So our outdoor space is an asset to our state, to our people, and there needs to be strategy around it, planning around it, preservation around it, conservation around it. So that's why I've been so focused on this. Number one, yeah, and the conservation, Ducks Unlimited, and the Nature Conservancy, all the other folks in this state that do such a good job of promoting and protecting. It's been terrific. And important.
When you have economic development, you're connecting trails. Everybody thinks, well, let's go put a trail in. Well, it costs about $1 million a mile to develop a brand new trail. So we've had the priority, the big money that has been placed behind this, and I think it's paying huge rewards. But when you start expanding all these opportunities and you enhance the habitat and the conservation initiatives, it creates a conflict a little bit between the users of that space. Maybe you got the horseback people wanting to use the same trails as the mountain bike guys and gals, and you got competition for access to public habitat and other things. It creates a conflict, but a balance of all of these users using space requires a philosophy, a leadership that says we're going to do everything possible to get everybody to enjoy this space where it's reasonable, but there is conflict in these expansions of outdoor opportunities, and that's just kind of inherent with the job that I'm sure you've seen as running a business. It's no different in your philosophy running a state, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I mean, what is a CEO but a professional problem solver, right? A CEO is a professional listener, a problem solver, a strategist to lead us into the future, to grow our economy, and to make sure that as many people are lifted up and have an improved quality of life as possible. We are competing against other states, whether it's Wisconsin or Michigan and Ohio, in every aspect of our state, whether it's economic development or population growth, or our outdoors, access and the quality of that infrastructure. We're in constant competition. And so in Indiana, we're either playing to win in our economy, lifting Hoosiers up with higher wages and lower government regulation, or we're losing to our competitors. And I want to win, and we have been winning in many respects for Indiana, but there's a lot more to do. We need to make sure everybody feels like they're winning, and I don't think that's the case right now. There's a lot of Hoosiers in rural communities and smaller towns that are frustrated, and we need to make sure that they feel included in this winning too, and that's what I'd be focused on, to be honest with you.
Well, let's...
Making sure our out... Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's an inclusive attitude is always a good one. One of the things that I'm sure you've heard around the state is the importance of the Second Amendment in Indiana, and it's not unique to Indiana, but we have a long history of tremendous leadership on a national platform with Second Amendment issues, and our legislature has taken this very seriously. And many times Indiana isn't accused for being on the bleeding edge of much, but when it comes to enhancing and protecting Hoosier's Second Amendment values and priority, it's second to none. And I'd just be interested, and I'm sure a lot of other Hoosiers would be, what's your general philosophy on the Second Amendment?
Well, of course, we have to protect that, number one. And just let me be really clear. But like, you know, these are formative experiences. When you grow up on a farm in Boone County, and you know, I'm walking around with my cousin, and you know, it wasn't a gun, but it was a BB gun, and we were shooting at things when we were seventh and eighth
right.
grade. My grandfather had his shotgun, and you know, that's the environment I grew up in, and so it's critically important, and I'm pleased to have a rating from the NRA on this, and it's important. It's a Hoosier value, and of course we've got to protect it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you believe that, and I know a lot of Hoosiers do, because unlike a lot of issues, this does make the campaign trail, and it sensationalizes a lot of the issues. And common sense gun leadership, gun management here in the state of Indiana, where we have led, and nationally, a lot of different programs have been modeled after what we have done here in Indiana. So that is a great testimony. I know that we have a limited time here, but I'm going to pay a bill or two. Can we come back and finish the Indiana Outdoor Show up and maybe have a free-flowing conversation on some things that maybe you'd like to talk about instead of me directing it? Is that fair?
Yeah. Let's do that. I'm just happy to be here and talking to people who feel like I feel about the outdoors and the protecting the Second Amendment and listen, how many friends do we have in common that are spending their time hunting for deer and
well, right now they're in the woods for turkey hunting and morel hunting. So
that's right.
All right, Brad Chambers is our guest. He's going to be willing to stay with us for this last segment of the Indiana Outdoor Show, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, driven to savelives.org. Sign up to be that organ and tissue donor when you buy your hunting and fishing license. Couldn't be any easier. It is the Indiana Outdoor Show. We're going to be back right after this. Indiana Outdoors, what a beautiful weekend. Hard to believe we're already at the end of April. Where did the time go? That just means we're a little closer to the May primary date here in Indiana. I'm always thrilled, after 25 years of doing this, when anybody who is running for a state office or whatever, and even national offices, have been with us here talking about the importance, and I'm always humbled when they reach out to Indiana Outdoors. Brad Chambers is a candidate for governor and really achieving great success and a lot of accolades around the state, and Hoosiers are adopting what I think is your philosophy that you've laid out here about being a businessman, unelected or not on the ballot in any other way, and here you are thrown into this. I'm interested to find out what surprised you. You said, you know what, I think I can do better. This is a service for me. I took this job as the Secretary of Commerce for a dollar. Now you're in this statewide governor's race, and I'm sure you had an idea of what it might be like. What are some things that have surprised you that you didn't realize when you first said, I'm going to do this?
Yeah, just how nice Hoosiers are, generally speaking. I've been to over 350 events. I'm new to this, right? I've never run for office before. I'm doing it because I believe in the potential of Indiana. I believe Hoosiers are frustrated with politics as usual. I mean, no one wants to watch what's happening in D.C. No one wants D.C. politics to be in Indiana. They're not doing anything. They're not serving us well. And I think people are sick of it. And so I believe, and what I'm hearing is, Hoosiers do want a real serious leader to honestly fix our challenges and grow our economy. Someone who's a good listener and will make tough decisions, not just decisions that get them reelected. And that's who I am. And so I've been very, very heartened by this journey. Again, all over the street, 350 events since I got in August. And that message of fresh eyes, fresh thinking, not a career politician has resonated, number one. And then number two, I can tell you, I've met thousands, probably tens of thousands of people, shaken tons of hands, been everywhere. And I can count on one hand, people were even grouchy, right? Hoosiers are great people. And I am just so humbled by this journey, meeting Hoosiers all over the state and listening to them, their hopes, dreams, and concerns about their lives, their kids' lives. They're just hopeful and sick of politics as usual. And so I'm humbled by this journey, and I'm doing it for the right reasons. And it reinforces the reason I stepped away from my private life, my very private life, to get into this public life, because I'm doing it for the right reason. I'm doing this as a service job, and that's resonated with Hoosiers.
Well, I can certainly hear that in your voice of authenticity, and certainly having seen and heard you on TV and in person a few times, that comes through. You probably have heard that in Indiana and every other state, we are the product in this country of the North American conservation model that started with Teddy Roosevelt back in the turn of the century, where he said, we're going to do some things differently. We're going to preserve private lands in perpetuity. And then we have these funding sources. This is a very unique model. It's the reason we have bears on the New Jersey Turnpike, deer on every golf course, and geese in your backyard, because it's a user funded model where the taxpayer, the citizen who buys a license, who goes out and buys fishing, hunting, shooting equipment, pays a tax. And that's how our Department of Natural Resources is funded. But it's been a success story. You've probably just heard we have bobcats now where we have a hunting season. We have ospreys, and we have otters that have been reintroduced, turkey and deer, over the last 35 years in the state of Indiana. That comes with great leadership. At the state of the state address, our current governor said, we want 1 million new trees that weren't in the ground planted by 2025. And then just yesterday on Friday, Governor Holcomb planted the 1 millionth tree on the state house lawn. That's leadership. And I sense that's kind of what you want to do, too, is to advance, not just maintain, the great Hoosier conservation model here in the state of Indiana.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, aren't we fortunate that for his leadership, decades ago, right? I mean, that's called leadership. That's long-term thinking, and that's what we need in leadership today, right? It's just fantastic. And then, our last three governors have continued to lean in. 1 million trees by Governor Holcomb and his Next Level Trails program, too. So that is real. That's what we need again, is and continue to have, is that long-term leadership, the long-term decision making that's good for Hoosiers. That's not just for us, but it's for our kids, our grandkids, and future generations. Man, we only get one chance on preserving these green spaces, right?
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, and so we need to continue to do that, because it is an economic development driver. It is a quality of life driver. It is an investment in our long-term health and prosperity as a state.
Well, I can tell you this. It's been my privilege to host Indiana Outdoors for all these years. And when I have the opportunity to visit with someone who is seeking to make a difference and enhance, it's always complex, as you've talked about, and you're doing it for the right reasons. I'm not going to put you on the spot today, but I know a lot of Hoosiers are out there saying, boy, if this next governor, Brad Chambers, can figure out a way to create a viable, sustainable format for revenue creation, new opportunities to create revenue to enhance this stuff, you're going to make a lot of Hoosiers happy. In the very short time left, tell me something that we don't know. Tell me kind of what your final minute or two here, anything else that we haven't talked about that you wish I'd asked about.
Well, listen, I started cutting lawns as a 15-year-old with a bunch of my buddies who are avid duck hunters now. But, and I learned how to work hard. I mean, in Hoosier hard work and common sense, tends to be an ingredient for success. And I think that holds true even in a governor's role, right? Hard work and common sense and being a good listener. So I would encourage Hoosiers that if you are kind of tired of politics as usual, if you think Indiana can do better and be better, then show up on May 7th. This is a crossroads election for this state. I believe it's a ability to continue you know, our upward trajectory, growing our economy, fixing and addressing challenges, shrinking government, getting regulation out of people's lives, I'm the guy. And no one's heard of me because I'm not a career politician. Everyone's heard of Mike Braun, and, you know, I'm not, I don't know that they know that that's a good thing, but he's a career politician, and Suzanne Crouch, the same thing. So if it's time for fresh eyes and you know, in forward thinking, then I'm your guy, and I would ask for people's support on May 7th. I'm going to work hard for Hoosiers, make good long-term decisions, grow our economy, reduce government, and protect our green spaces and enhance our green spaces for future generations. So I'm humbled by the journey. I'm so thankful that you had me on today. This is an important ingredient to our Hoosier quality of life. And just know that it's been good to me. You know, growing up on a lake in the northern Indiana was a blessing in my life, and it really framed me. Even, you know, kind of 50 plus years later.
And well, there you go. And so now you're running for governor. Yeah. Well, elections on May 7th, you're still going to have time, win or lose, to get out and get the final weekend of turkey season after that, after you maybe take a break. So we look forward to celebrating with you, and good luck to you and all the other candidates out there. But thanks for spending some time and making it a priority to be on Indiana Outdoors and talking about the importance of conservation in the state of Indiana. Brad Chambers running for governor, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Good luck.
Thank you.
My pleasure. It is the Indiana Outdoor Show. I, your host, Brian Pointer. Don't you dare think about going anywhere. My thrill to be with our candidate for governor, one of them, on Indiana Outdoors. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up right after this. Well, shame on me. It happened again. A little too long, but that's okay, because it's always a thrill when we can have one guest with us the entire hour, especially a quality candidate like this governor candidate, Brad Chambers, here on Indiana Outdoors. It's my thrill and privilege and honor, frankly, when anybody wants to share a little bit, and we will provide the opportunity, and today no different. He is a real deal when it comes to protecting Hoosier conservation, hunting, fishing, and the heritage that goes along with all of that. And we heard some comments today about important issues like the Second Amendment and how economic development is tied to quality of life, outdoor issues, hunting, fishing, and recreation. So we'll follow this. Hopefully you will be too. And as always, we love to remind you, turn in a poacher. 1-800-TIP-IDNR. People in the turkey woods, people in the morel woods, be careful out there. But if you see something, say something. It is the Indiana Outdoor Show, and I'm your host. We're going to be back next weekend, everybody. See you outside.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.